I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 31st. A snow emergency remains in effect in Quincy today as the cleanup continues from Saturday's blizzard. Parking is banned on the posted main roads and allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets only. However, officials urge motorists to get their vehicles off the road if at all possible. There is no school in Quincy today to give crews more time to clear snow from sidewalks and parking lots. Quincy got 30 inches of snow from the storm. From the minute the blizzard winded down, power crews have been working to restore electricity. At the height of the storm, more than 118,000 customers had lost power statewide. By last night, all but about 3,000 customers had lights back on. Most still without power are on the Cape or in southeastern Massachusetts. Chatham was one spot where crews were still working. The solution came in the form of more than 1,700 Eversource crews working quickly and carefully around the clock. Crews made most of the daylight yesterday, but even sub-zero overnight wind chills didn't delay their progress. Eversource said their goal for complete restoration is by 11:59 tonight, but they expect a significant portion of customers will have power well before then. A Boston police officer has died after being found outside a Canton home on Saturday. The officer has been identified by Boston police as John O'Keefe, a 16-year veteran of the department. According to the DA, O'Keefe appeared to have been in the cold for some time before he was found early in the morning near a Fairview Road house belonging to people that he knew. O'Keefe was off duty. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The circumstances of his death are under investigation. An autopsy will be conducted today. The man behind a deadly shooting at the South Shore Plaza has been identified as 19-year-old Julius Hammond Dazier from Maynard. According to the Norfolk DA's office, a murder arrest warrant has been issued for Dazier. On January 22nd, 26-year-old Dejune Beasley of Dorchester was shot while shopping on the main floor of the mall and died the next day. The DA's office released a photo of Hammond Dazier and described him as being 5'5" and of medium build. Police believe Dazier may have changed his appearance since the shooting. Anybody with information is asked to contact Braintree or state police. Also on Friday, Samantha Schwartz of Attleboro appeared before a judge on charges she allegedly helped Hammond Dazier hide from police. She has been ordered held on $20,000 cash bail and is due back in court on February 18th for a probable cause hearing. The man who died in a wrong-way crash on a Boston highway this weekend has been identified by state police as a 31-year-old Everett resident. The preliminary investigation indicates that an SUV was heading south in the northbound lanes of the expressway at about 2:30 Saturday morning when it struck two northbound vehicles, a Logan Airport Express bus and a pickup truck. The wrong-way SUV then struck a sedan. The SUV came to rest on the roadway, and the driver, Richard Crawford, was pronounced dead at the scene. The 54-year-old bus driver and the 29-year-old sedan driver were taken to Boston Medical Center with minor injuries. The pickup driver was not hospitalized. None of the three passengers on the bus were injured. State police previously said all three of the drivers were hospitalized. The crash, including why the SUV was headed in the wrong direction, is still under investigation. Senator Mitt Romney tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday and will be isolated. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 31st. A snow emergency remains in effect in Quincy today as the cleanup continues from Saturday's blizzard. Parking is banned on the posted main roads and allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets only. However, officials urge motorists to get their vehicles off the road if at all possible. There is no school in Quincy today to give crews more time to clear snow from sidewalks and parking lots. Quincy got 30 inches of snow from the storm. From the minute the blizzard winded down, power crews have been working to restore electricity. At the height of the storm, more than 118,000 customers had lost power statewide. By last night, all but about 3,000 customers had lights back on. Most still without power are on the Cape or in southeastern Massachusetts. Chatham was one spot where crews were still working. The solution came in the form of more than 1,700 Eversource crews working quickly and carefully around the clock. Crews made most of the daylight yesterday, but even sub-zero overnight wind chills didn't delay their progress. Eversource said their goal for complete restoration is by 11:59 tonight, but they expect a significant portion of customers will have power well before then. A Boston police officer has died after being found outside a Canton home on Saturday. The officer has been identified by Boston police as John O'Keefe, a 16-year veteran of the department. According to the DA, O'Keefe appeared to have been in the cold for some time before he was found early in the morning near a Fairview Road house belonging to people that he knew. O'Keefe was off duty. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The circumstances of his death are under investigation. An autopsy will be conducted today. The man behind a deadly shooting at the South Shore Plaza has been identified as 19-year-old Julius Hammond Dazier from Maynard. According to the Norfolk DA's office, a murder arrest warrant has been issued for Dazier. On January 22nd, 26-year-old Dejune Beasley of Dorchester was shot while shopping on the main floor of the mall and died the next day. The DA's office released a photo of Hammond Dazier and described him as being 5'5" and of medium build. Police believe Dazier may have changed his appearance since the shooting. Anybody with information is asked to contact Braintree or state police. Also on Friday, Samantha Schwartz of Attleboro appeared before a judge on charges she allegedly helped Hammond Dazier hide from police. She has been ordered held on $20,000 cash bail and is due back in court on February 18th for a probable cause hearing. The man who died in a wrong-way crash on a Boston highway this weekend has been identified by state police as a 31-year-old Everett resident. The preliminary investigation indicates that an SUV was heading south in the northbound lanes of the expressway at about 2:30 Saturday morning when it struck two northbound vehicles, a Logan Airport Express bus and a pickup truck. The wrong-way SUV then struck a sedan. The SUV came to rest on the roadway, and the driver, Richard Crawford, was pronounced dead at the scene. The 54-year-old bus driver and the 29-year-old sedan driver were taken to Boston Medical Center with minor injuries. The pickup driver was not hospitalized. None of the three passengers on the bus were injured. State police previously said all three of the drivers were hospitalized. The crash, including why the SUV was headed in the wrong direction, is still under investigation. Senator Mitt Romney tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday and will be isolating and working remotely for the recommended period of time, according to his office. The Utah Republican is fully vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. It is not showing any symptoms, according to the statements. His wife, Ann, has tested negative for the virus. The senator's office provided no additional details. Romney, who was the GOP nominee for president in 2012 and former governor of Massachusetts, is among a group of other congressional lawmakers that have contracted the virus recently, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Earlier this month, Romney criticized President Biden's administration for what he saw as a failure to ramp up testing availability ahead of the Omicron variant. In that same hearing, Romney said it would be helpful for people to know when they should get tested for the coronavirus, noting the lack of available test kits. Romney tested positive as Omicron, the highly contagious coronavirus variant sweeping across the country, is driving the daily U.S. death toll higher than during last fall's Delta wave. State Senate passing a $76 million COVID response bill last week, focused on testing and masks. The bill aims to provide residents with greater access to tests, vaccines, and masks, communities disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as frontline workers. The funds allotted in the legislation are divided up into a few buckets. The biggest, $50 million, going toward increasing the availability of and encouraging use of testing and vaccination throughout the state. Of that $50 million, $7 million is specifically designated for assisting community organizations with education and promoting vaccine awareness in disproportionately impacted communities. The bill earmarks $5 million to expand the capacity of community health centers, including helping hire more staff. Another $5 million is intended to help boost vaccination rates among 5 to 11-year-olds. The bill also allots $25 million for the purchase and distribution of high-quality masks in the state, prioritizing education and healthcare workers. According to the statement, much of the spending in the bill is expected to be eligible for federal reimbursement. Beyond financial investments, the bill also extends several COVID emergency measures from earlier in the pandemic. It allows flexibility for local government and nonprofits to hold meetings virtually, all allows outdoor dining and beer and wine cocktails, and extends liability protection for healthcare providers. The House passed a similar bill, and now legislators will work toward a compromise. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 564 points. The NASDAQ rose 417. The S&P added 105. Asian stocks followed Wall Street's higher today. The dollar and the euro rose. Oil is up to almost $88 a barrel. In sports, Dallas beat the Bruins 6-1. The Celtics will play the Heat at the Garden tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny and a high about 29. Another frigid night tonight. Clear, low 4. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. And some rain possible on Thursday with a high near 50. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Westerly wind, 5 to 10 knots. High tide right after 10 a.m. Sunrise, 6:58, set at 4:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, January 31st.